Hi, Dr. Hisrich. We are on section number 4, item number 2, 20-107 in regards to Aaron Hisrich, DVN. This is your quarterly appearance as required by the consent agreement. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to our lead, Ms. Solomon, to see what questions she might have. And then your attorney, of course, is here with us as well.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a couple of quick questions. You're due for a quarterly drug test, and per your consent agreement in on page 7, line 24, in advance of travel or unavailability, at least 3 calendar days written notice to the drug testing program and to the board's designee of any out of town or other unavailability to test.
She has tested. They did have they did take a nail test, so that should be, the results should be provided to the board shortly on that. She did have nail damage, so what they did is a 5 panel. They usually do a 10. It should catch the ones that were of concern, but if you wanted her to do a urine or something like that, just let us know and we can get that done. And then we have some medical things that are, I don't think need executive session, but we did want to chat about.
Okay. Sure. Do you have any other questions? Or
no, my concern relates to the fact that it didn't comply with the consent agreement, with the 3-day written notice.
I understand. She had a fatality in her family, and that's what prompted her immediate leaving. I think she is now refreshed on what the requirement is to notify the board designee about the protesting program, but she did immediately test upon return.
Okay, and we should have those results shortly.
A few days. I know the lab that's used is backed up from the holiday. I've had a few of my other tests go a little longer, but it'll go right to the program. The other matter, and I don't think this requires an adjustment to the CA, but I wanted, she is due in 19 days, and she may, because she's 39, but that's enough to put her in a high-risk pregnancy category, they may opt for a surgical intervention. And if so, what our proposal was is to provide Victoria with the medication sheet, so if there's anything on there that she was prescribed or obviously given by IV during her procedure, that Victoria has that, since we would anticipate a positive test at that point. So if that would work for the board, I don't think it needs to be changed because the CA is pretty clear when you have a surgical or a medical appointment.
Right.
It doesn't exactly cover labor, but I think it's close enough where if we give it to Victoria and then we have a test, it should be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
As long as doctors are cool with the drugs, I'm cool with them.
Right.
Yeah. And she's already made them obviously aware of her situation as well. Her care team knows about her situation, so they're going to err on the side of less is more.
Great.
But keep them
both
safe.
So her OBGYN has a copy of the consent agreement?
Erin, I believe she does, correct?
No, I haven't provided her with a consent. We've just spoken, and it's going to depend a little bit which doctor's on call. But if that's important, I can absolutely give her one.
Yeah,
at least give it to her.
If we could provide that.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can provide her with a copy. As Mr. Carey stated, I appreciate the board's flexibility in giving me a little freedom to work with my medical provider to best meet my needs during the time of delivery.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a fun time.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful thing.
Not
but it's
the
not
doctor
a fun
right
thing.
Now.
No.
We're not going to suggest natural childbirth. No.
Okay, please don't. Thank you.
No.
I will do my best. I will see how it goes. But I
said the same thing,
that.
And then I quickly changed my mind.
We wish you good luck, good health.
Yeah. Yeah, very excited. I hope.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep us. I guess at our next meeting. I hope.
Of course, I'm really excited. Things have gone very well with the pregnancy.
Bring pictures.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, very good. And how much time are you taking off after?
I'm not certain yet. I was working consistently in those 3 release positions. I'm technically a 1099 relief vet, and I kind of set it up that way so I could really take my time. And as you all know, I'm doing this as a solo parent.
Right.
So it's going to take me a little time, but I feel very lucky. Each of the three practices I was working for have offered me an associate position once I am ready to return. So I'll just have to weigh my options a little bit and see where I want to land.
Great. Well, that sounds good.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think if there's no further questions or anything more from your attorney, we are good to go on this one.
Good luck with everything. Okay. Congratulations.
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I really appreciate all of your help and your flexibility, and I will definitely bring pictures next time.
Okay, okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, Doc. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so we were done with that item. Ms. Bella Piante, if you want to come back forward, we will finish up item number four, and then obviously we're combining it with section number five, number one as well. So.
So, are we ready?
Ready.
I'm going to make a motion to go into executive session just to seek legal advice.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. motion and a second to go into an executive session, seek legal advice. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And we'll have everyone step out again.
Step outside. Yeah.